Now the wise came out and started to argue with Jesus, asking him for a sign from heaven by way of testing, and said, "Why does this generation demand a sign? I tell you truly, no sign shall be given this generation." Then he left them, embarked again, and went away to the opposite side. The Gospel of the Lord. This is a strange little segment, standing on its own as it does, showing the Pharisees arguing the point with Jesus and asking for a sign. And this comes right on the heels of the wonderful Feast of Pentecost. We've come back to ordinary time again after the richness of Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Ascension, and Pentecost. And now today we're presented with people arguing the point and asking for a sign. Here in Auckland, however, we Dominican sisters feel we've just been given an amazing sign. One of our sisters died and was buried a few days ago. Always throughout her life, she had been most loyal and hardworking, cooperative. Everything she did thoroughly, often at the expense of being driven and focused and even impatient at times. Then, just before Holy Week, she got the word that she had inoperable cancer. And somehow, the way she accepted this news, she was transformed before our very eyes. She became radiant. And even towards the end, when she was in pain, she was still so welcoming, so generous with those who came to see her, at peace in herself and interested in all others. And then, of course, when we weren't watching and were out away at a congregational event, she slipped away quietly to meet her Maker. And when we reflected on this, it appeared to us that she had lived through this Paschal season, this Paschal liturgical season, from the end of Lent right up to the eve of Pentecost, in a miraculous way. And it looked as if her living of it went in reverse order. Throughout her life, she had focused on simple living, prayer, so piety, fear of the Lord, these gifts of the Holy Spirit were abundant in her life. Fortitude, right decisions, understanding, knowledge. And then at this crucial time of her life, she experienced great wisdom, the wisdom and understanding of God. This was a peaceful death. It could have been a very, very difficult death, given the nature of her illness. But she was at peace and calm. And this is a wonderful sign to us that these gifts of the Holy Spirit that we're celebrating now are not just names to be learnt off in a catechism book or to be recalled when preaching a sermon like this, but they are part and parcel of our daily life to sustain us and lead us on through to our final and true destination. Thank you, Sister Aloysius, for this gift you have given us and a challenge to us to each day focus on these gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we can see the wonders of God around about us and in all the people we meet.